All right, Joel, say good morning. Let's begin. So we are picking up over here. We are picking up on page 40. Let's begin the second paragraph down. B'shas ma'isa v'shelo b'shas ma'isa. Person has to learn to go out and make havdalah. The person has to learn how to distinguish. Actually, we did this already. Okay, fine. So let's just begin right there. So b'shas ma'aseh v'shalosh, thank you. B'shas ma'aseh v'shalosh b'shas ma'aseh. A person has to learn how to make havdalah. Remember, again, as we're talking about over here, the ability to distinguish. A person has to be able to have this quality, this koach of distinction, both at the time that one is acting and shalosh b'shas ma'aseh. B'shas ma'aseh, zeh b'mahalei chachayim kisha'ata oseh dvarim. So what does it mean, b'shas ma'aseh? It means at the time that I'm acting, or the time that I'm about to act, I have to weigh my actions. And I have to figure out, is this tov? Is this ra? Is this kadosh? Is it not? Is it tame? Is it tar? So that's how I have to be able to try to distinguish. Shelo yaseh shomaisa, mibli sheyishkol oso bimozne zos hayedio. That a person shouldn't do anything in life without first weighing it in the scales of havdalah. That's the issue. Don't do anything before I'm able to be mavdil. Is this good or is it not good? Is it appropriate? Is it not appropriate? V'zeh kimuvan lifnei sha'ata oseh davar ma b'chayim. Lifnei kol ma'isa. V'zeh mara ala ichus shalcha. Ha'im ata misugol kol ma'aseh l'mayim u'lahavdil oso le'izeh tchum hu shayach. So says Rav Kashtiel something amazing. The idea over here is that this is something that I'm supposed to do in every area of life. Good morning. In every area of life. That before anything I do, ultimately in this world, every action I do, to be able to distinguish, ultimately, what is this? Is it good? Is it not good? And Rav Kashtiel writes, he says, this really determines the true quality of a person's spiritual mettle. Am I able to go ahead and weigh my actions before I engage in them? Am I able to make this havdalah to decide ultimately again, does it belong to the realm of tov or does it belong to the realm of ra? So this is all what we'll call the actional analysis. At the time that I'm about to do something, at the time when I'm on the cusp of engaging a dynamic life activity, in that moment I have to weigh what it is that I'm about to do and decide, is it good or not? Next part, is the second to last paragraph on page 40. V'shelo b'shas ma'isa. I also have to engage in this analysis, even at the time when I am not acting. What does that mean? Shela sheya'ala lefanav zichron klal ma'asov. V'yishko osam kimokin b'mozne ha'mishkal hazeh. Liros ma yeshbam mehara lema yitcha osam. Uma min atov lahasmik bo. So remember again, this is Ramchal. This is Mesilas Sharma's words. So remember again, I have to go ahead, and even when I'm not acting, this is what we'll call post-actional analysis. In other words, after I act, to go ahead and to try to figure out what I just did, what was good, what was not good, right? Let's say it's like the post-game wrap-up, right? So afterwards, I go ahead and I look at what I did and I decide, I analyze it. What in it was good, in which case it should be reinforced. What in it was not good, in which case it should be avoided for the future. So say, this Ramchal's own distinction. So you see these two parts. There's the pre-actional analysis, which is right, I'm about to do something, so should I do it or shouldn't I do it? So what's the metric by which I measure, should I or shouldn't I? I look at what is tov, what is ra, what is good, what's not good, and ultimately how does this action fit into those frameworks. Then there's the post-actional analysis, after I go ahead and I do what I did, so what in it was good, what in it was not good, what in it should be repeated, what in it should be avoided. Hayicholes nishtamish padas, the ability to use one's intellect. Biyicholes havchana ze lo rak soviv nekudos, lo rak soviv pratim, elo ba'ofen ma'arach diklal, biklal, excuse me, begodol tistakil alachayim, kisha'ata yodea sheyish becha dvorim, shetzarech letakim, Gam kishelo om. I'm just going to read one more line, then we'll explain. Gam kishelo omid ma'asa miyuchar ala perak atiyode umavchin v'nezar bichlali al chayecha. Chonuno me'itchadeya. So listen to this. So what Rav Kashtiel writes is, this need to engage in analysis in life is not, you know, it's interesting. We're learning earlier in the week in different shiur in the Sefer Bilvavi Mishkan Etna, that the Mechaber was talking about the idea that often in life we're taught to have a panoramic view. What's that panoramic mean? Don't lose the trees from the forest. You know, you have to be able to see life in a much greater panoramic view as well. Sometimes the panoramic view is dangerous, because if you're too panoramic, then what? Then you miss all of the details right in front of you. And I often feel like life is this constant struggle. You know, should I be a big picture guy or should I be a moment guy? And the answer is both. And of course, this is exceptionally difficult, because when you're panoramic, you often don't see the details. When you're details, you could lose the trees from the forest and lose the panoramic view. So what Rav Kashtiel is writing over here is the same idea over here as well. That here, what the Ramchal is specifically talking about in this pre-actional analysis is right before I do something. And I both said this is an incredibly difficult thing to do, but so helpful and so instructive, we're able to master it. Before I do anything in life, I have to ask myself a simple question. Is it tov or is it ra? Is it good or is it not good? And as we pointed out yesterday, there's no such thing as parif, right? There's no such thing as, well, maybe it's in the middle. No such thing. If we're honest with ourselves, every single thing in life fits into the categories of tov or ra. Which one does this particular action fit into? But more than that, says Rav Kashtiel, is that it's not just about actions. It's also about taking a step back and using the same metric to look at life. The life that I'm leading. What's the quality of the life that I'm leading? What's the quality of the person I've become? I'm not speaking about, it's true, we're each a composite of all of the actions and life decisions we've made. But I'm asking myself now, is my quality of life, it's a hard question, if I had to categorize my life, what category would it fall into? Would it be tov or would it be ra? And that itself is instructive as well. We say again, he quotes, we say every day in Shemana, say, what is the knowledge, what is the wisdom which we request from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Kol hazman lachshov al zeh gam im ein maisa. We'll say the idea over here is that I want to go ahead and think about the quality of my life, even when there is no particular action to analyze. Eze dvarim atarotze leshanos. Eze atarotze lechazek. What things in my life do I want to change? What things in my life do I want to strengthen? Chomer lemachshava tamidis. This becomes the chomer. This becomes literally the material for constant ongoing thought. Tamid tachshov. Eifa ata. Ma ata osa. We'll say a person has to constantly think, where am I? What am I doing? Eich ata misnahig. How am I behaving? Eich ata tapa 41. Eich ata magiv. Eich ata margish. Ma ata choshev. What am I feeling? What am I thinking? Tira tifchan es atzmecha. Temayin es atzmecha. Plus, it's an incredible yisur. Rav Kashtiel writes that, you know, the Ramchal expresses this, remember again, in two ways. In the pre-actional analysis, post-actional analysis. Rav Kashtiel says you have to back this up much more. And this is a general issue in life. That in life, one of the most instructive things is to constantly be thinking, to constantly be measuring, to constantly be analyzing. What's the nature of my existence? Am I leading a good life? Am I not leading a good life? If it's good, what's good about it? If it's not so good, what's problematic about it? And constantly to be thinking about these things over and over and over all the time. And this is true even when there are no actions to analyze, there's always a life to analyze. Let's just do one more paragraph that we're going to stop for today. From where do we learn? I mean, this is a very nice idea about pre-actual analysis, post-actual analysis, and general life analysis. But where do we learn this concept from? So the Ramchal, remember again the bolded lines of the Ramchal. The Ramchal understands this from the Gemara of Maseches Eruvin. V'davar zeh hodi'unu chachamenu zecharon livracha b'amram. So Chazal themselves taught us this idea when they said, Noach lo li adam shalom nivra yoser mishenivra. We'll say it would have been better for a person to have never been created than to be created. This is actually an amazing Gemara. The Gemara actually over here, we did this to get in Daf Yomi a little while ago. It's machlokis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel as to whether or not it was a good thing that man was created. Beis Hillel says it was good that man was created. Beis Shammai says it was not good that man was created. So the Gemara discusses that this was a machlokas that raged for a number of years in the Beis Medrash until one day, listen to how they paskined. They paskined, it's better for man to have never been created. It's first thing you have to understand, that statement by itself is so heavy on so many levels. It means that life in and of itself is a bidyeved. Life is a bidyeved. It doesn't mean life is a bidyeved, because remember, what's the alternative? The alternative is that the neshama remains with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when looking at it through that prism, if it's a choice between the neshama remaining with HaKadosh Baruch Hu or coming down to this world, it's obvious that it's better to stay with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the lechatchila. Shin loach lo la'adam shalom nivra, yoser mishin nivra. However, va'achshav shin nivra, but now that a person was created, yifash feish b'masav, v'ika da'amri yimashmish b'masav. So some say yifashfesh, some say yimashmesh. So we'll say, so Rashi in the Gemara Masechas Eruvin, so discusses the distinction between yifashfesh and yimashmesh. On a simple level, it has to do again with looking back, right? Retrospective introspection versus, again, present introspection, future introspection. But this is what the Ramchal is taking from it. The Ramchal is saying, okay, better never to have been born. It's true. We'll say very, you know, again, Rabbi Nachman actually comments on this week's parsha. He says on the pasuk of, we're actually going to discuss it by the parsha a little bit. He says ulazikaron beinecha, that a person in tefillin is also your remembrance. The Rebbe writes that there are certain things that you are constantly supposed to remember. Certain things constantly supposed to remember. So among the things that you're constantly supposed to remember, says the Rebbe, is that this world is an olam cholif. Person has to remember this world is fleeting. This is not the tachlis. I will say now it's very easy for that to turn into a morose thought. Oh, we're all going to die. Okay, so we all know that. I will say if you think about it, it's a very empowering thought, because if a person realizes that it's an olam cholif, the world is fleeting, it empowers me to maximize my time that I have here and to do something great. And not only that, take it a step further. It's important to realize that this world is not the tachlis. This world was never the tachlis. You know, people think the world's not the tachlis because of the chid of. This world was never the tachlis. Best part of it, this world was never the ikar. This world is the prozdor. This world is the antechamber, and it's a magnificent antechamber. It's an important antechamber, but it's this world where we have the opportunity to plan for eternity. It's this world we have the ability to build ourselves up so that we're able to subsist for an eternity in the olam ha'emes. That's the tachlis of this life. That's why the Gemara says, it's not a depressing thought. That's why the Gemara says, Noach lo the adam shlo nivra yosem yishin. What kind of statement is that? Better to have never been born? Yeah, when you measure the two, remaining with God versus coming to this world, of course, better to remain with God. But now that I'm here, what's the ikar? It's amazing. Now that I'm here, what's the ikar? The ikar is what the Ramchal calls zehiros. The ikar is what the Gemara calls yifashvesh, yimashmesh. The ikar is havdalah. The ikar is to be able to make sure that whatever I do in life, I'm able to classify it, I'm able to be able to categorize it. Because if I'm able to do that, then what? Then I'll be able to do magnificent things when I'm in this world for however long I'm here, and I'll be able to avoid the negativity as well. So we'll have to stop over here. Let's go and pick up on 41. Introspect. The yifashesh and yimashmesh both translate the same way. They're synonyms for introspection. Rashi understands yifashesh to be past tense and yimashmesh to be present future.
The problem is the ra, close the ra is total kedusha.
That's how do you see that? If the categorizations were obvious.